The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You are listening to The Inconclusive Breakdown, your weekly anti-PC look at entertainment and pop culture news.
Coming to you from the frustrated incorporated compound overlooking the beautiful Arizona Bay, this is Inconclusive Breakdown. I am your host, Justin, joined as always by Skeets the Wonder Dog, Vince.
Hey.
No one this week.
What the fuck?
He's got family commitments, which is fine. It's fine. Juan did put out, or is going to be putting out, a wrestling rant video, though it's going to be on our BitChute channel. We'll put the links up everywhere so everybody can check that out later. How was your week, sir?
Not bad.
Yeah, that's good. We had a tornado down here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, really? Just a tornado?
Yeah, just a tornado.
Oh, that must be nice.
Yeah.
You know how many we had?
About 500.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, and I killed a guy in the next town over. A tree fell on his truck. So
that's not good.
Yeah, they don't get them usually down here. So it's kind of a big deal down here. So I'm like, yeah, it's a tornado. It's okay.
Yeah, I'm sure they're freaking out. We've had 10.
Yeah, it would be like if we lived in California and had, well, no, we got earthquakes in Indiana. It'd be like if we lived in Florida and got hurricanes and we were there for the first time. So.
Fuck, I'd rather be in a hurricane than the goddamn tornado.
That's true.
You know when the hurricane's coming.
Yeah. All right, on this week's show, we'll talk about Dave Mustaine, Max Landis, the Stand casting. WWE Stomping Ground is tonight. We'll do predictions. Split City Baseball. Vince, we've got to talk about reparations.
No.
Communism. A top Democrat calls for physical revolution. And a whole lot more.
Bring it!
Top 10 list this week. In fact, for that physical revolution, worst U.S. presidents.
Whoop, whoop.
And as always, we will answer your listener questions. You ready to get into this?
Yes.
Before we get into this, I don't know how many of our listeners also listen to the Geek Show podcast. They're not with the network or anything like that. They're just one I listened to for a long time. Thoughts are going out to them and their friends and family. Co-host Jimmy Martin, movie critic out in Salt Lake and a whole bunch of stuff. He passed away surprisingly this week. So thoughts are going out to them this week. So just wanted to get that before we get into our silliness here. So, all right, we'll get into TV news here. I'm going to try this name. Brashear Gray. Best known for his role as one of the Lion Children on Empire. That show's back in the news here again. Apparently got busted in Chicago for a driving incident, driving without license or insurance. But the reason this is news is because it brings back old Jussie.
Jussie!
Jussie Smollett, where now a special prosecutor in Chicago has been appointed by the state, and Jussie could be facing charges for faking his hate crime.
Oh, Jussie.
Oh, Jussie.
Oh, Jussie.
So, yeah. So, he may be going to the pokey, which there's a whole bunch of gay jokes there, I'm sure.
We can only hope.
Yeah.
Everybody's bitching about it, though. They're like, well, aren't there real crimes to deal with in Chicago?
Yeah, but it's a gun-free zone. You're not allowed to handle your business.
Yeah, right?
So they have to do with these. So,
well, come to where the flavor is, Justin.
That's right.
Come to MAGA country.
Exactly. All right, next story here. British television network ITV. Idiots. Will no longer greenlight comedy shows that do not have female writers on the staff. In addition, contracts for ITV shows will now contain a provision that says there must be 50-50 gender representation. The woman that runs ITV recently launched Comedy 50-50, an initiative aimed at connecting women to more opportunities in comedy and working towards gender parity. So you get the job because of what's between your legs, not because if you're funny.
This is like a No Child Left Behind kind
of. This is, I believe this is called the Amy Schumer clause.
This is,
you're not funny, but have a job.
It's bad. It's getting to the point where, well, we got to have more girls.
Well, apparently,
why?
If this is a 50-50 gender, does that mean there's only two genders?
Oh.
Or is there 7,422?
Well, sorry. you better get that 704,022.
Yeah. Apparently, in Britain, there's only two genders.
They have a TV license.
Yeah.
You have to have a license to have a TV.
I saw that.
Hey, Brit Bongs, throw your shit away.
Yeah.
Quit watching TV. Look at that. Problem solved.
Come to where the flavor is.
Come to where the flavor is. Come to MAGA country.
We did it a couple hundred years ago. You can do it.
I didn't even think about that.
Oh, wow. We have an update on that Allison Mack sex cult thing.
Oh, my.
Keith Raniere, the head leader of the cult, guilty on all crimes, including racketeering and forcing women to have sex. Prosecutors showed the 16-person Brooklyn jury evidence of a number of crimes ranging from images of child porn, the testimony from a woman said she was tied to a table by him and then forced to perform oral sex on her by someone else. He pled not guilty to charges including racketeering, sex trafficking, sexual exploitation of a child, and human trafficking, guilty on all counts. He did not testify in his case. Attorney said they will appeal. During the trial, prosecutors presented a series of recordings, conversations between Smallville actress Allison Mack and Raniere, in which they discuss a ceremony for branding of the slaves.
Yeah, did you see that?
Yeah, I saw that. That's fucking horrifying.
Did you see the video?
Yeah. It's bad.
But, you know, he's not going down by himself, you know.
No, I'm coming to that. Thank you.
I'm sorry. I busted the load early.
Imagine that. Allison Mack did plead guilty to racketeering and conspiracy charges before the start of the trial. She took the plea deal. One of the star witnesses of the trial, though, here's where we're not going down alone comes into play, named names about a meeting of the cult in 2007, about people who attended the meeting. Guess who some of the names are, Vince?
I don't know. I didn't hear you get the list. Go ahead.
Well, I got three names here that are they're kind of in the news.
Are they?
Donald Trump. Stormy Daniels. Anthony Weiner.
Oh, of course.
And a man by the name of James Alphantis. Now, if you don't know him, he's the guy that owns Comet Ping Pong, a.k.a. the Pizzagate place.
Yeah, with the kids?
Yeah, they were all at this 2007 event of the sex cult of the guy that just got busted for running kids for sex. And, yeah, he passed three lie detectors giving these names. Not just one, three different lie detectors by three different people giving the lie detectors.
Oh, you mean the media's covering that up? Nobody's talking about it?
Yeah.
For shame.
I am surprised.
Can't believe it.
You mean people tied to the Clintons and the Clinton Foundation and Podestas and...
Day in the rope.
Yep. So,
my
eyes
have seen the glory of the trampling at the zoo. Sorry. Keep going.
It needs to be trampled. Yes.
I know.
Sad news here. Writer Peter Allen Fields passed away this week. He was writer for Next Generation and Deep Space Nine. His writing credits include the episodes Duet, In the Pale Moonlight, and one of the best episodes they ever did, The Inner Light. He passed away this week.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah. It looks like a classic DC villain will be the bad guy for the Stargirl show on DC Universe. He was born on a Monday. Yeah. Who is it, Vince?
Solomon Grundy.
Want pants too. Yeah. Oh. So apparently Solomon Grundy will be your bad guy for Stargirl. I'm kind of okay with that a lot.
I am absolutely okay with that. But yeah. Are they going to get the same guy who played Grundy in... Oh, what was that show?
Gotham?
Yeah.
That would be good. I like him. He's from Indy.
Yeah, he's got that.
I can't think of his name, but yeah, that would be a good get. So,
he's
I
got
don't
that
know.
Indiana look to him, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Everybody thinks he looks like Solomon Grundy zombie, but that's just Indiana.
Yeah, pretty much. It's waterlogged. It's
okay. Right.
Solomon Grundy want pants too. I love that. That's one of the favorite bits I ever saw from Cartoon Network. Speaking of castings here, we don't know who's going to be Solomon Grundy, but we do know who will be in The Stand. This is for CBS All Access, their adaptation of the Stephen King novel. James Marsden, Cyclops from the early X-Men movies, is going to be the role of Stu Redman. Amber Heard will be Nadine Cross. The Beanbag with Dreads is going to play Mother Abigail, who was originally played by Ruby Dee in the original. For those that don't know, A Beanbag with Dreads is Whoopi Goldberg.
Wow.
Greg Kinnear will play Glenn Bateman. Odessa Young to play Franny Goldsmith. Henry Zaga is going to play Nick Andros. That's the character that Rob Lowe played in the original. So, yeah, I'm out. Sorry. Anything with Whoopi, I'm out. I can't.
Don't Fear the Reaper going to be playing at the beginning?
Probably.
It's in the book, though, right?
Yeah, it's actually in the book, yeah. So, I don't know. Last thing for TV news this week, and other than the Solomon Grundy news, this is my favorite news of the week.
They're bringing back Swamp Thing?
No, almost. Fuck. It's a DC Universe show, you're right. We're getting Doom Patrol for a second season.
Sweet.
Yes.
I never watched one episode. Apparently it's great.
You have to watch that show. You will love it.
I'm afraid I'll get hooked and they'll cancel it.
Nope. You got at least one whole season. So You're at least better than Firefly. And I made about 1 million people cry there.
Yeah, right.
I'm like a Fox executive. Yeah. All right. We'll go to movie news this week. Oh, Lionsgate trying to wring what's left out of the Hunger Games thing. Apparently, writer Suzanne Collins has a new novel that's going to come out in May. It's going to be a prequel to The Hunger Games, and they've already optioned it for the movie. We're going to get a Hunger Games prequel movie based off this new book.
Awesome. Is Trump going to be the president at the time? Is that what triggers it?
Probably. Yeah.
You know, like the Handmaid's Tale bullshit?
Yeah, somebody shoots down a drone, mm-hmm. and Jews push for war. Yeah, it's weird. I don't know. We got to talk about Max Landis here. Writer, and I use that term extremely loosely.
His dad killed a guy.
Yeah, he did. Allegedly for legal reasons.
Oh, he didn't really kill him. It just
put him.
It
in
was
a
an
spot.
Accident.
Put him in a spot where he died.
Oh, yeah.
Max Landis has been accused of emotional and sexual abuse by 8 women. And a new article came out this week. This does not include the 3 or 4 that came out last year and said about the same thing. No charges and no investigation is going on that I could find. So it's a he said, she said type of thing. So a lot of people say he's shady as hell, even without the allegations. So.
But can you believe it, though? That one bitch, that fucking gossip columnist is blaming Trump for rape.
Yeah, and then you had the Hardwick thing.
Yeah, and then she just came out and said, I'm not going to press charges, though.
Yeah, I don't want to press charges.
I'm just going to say really? That he did it and not say anything. So.
Yeah, well, he's guilty in public opinion. That's what matters now. Yeah. All right, it looks like for Comic-Con is coming up, and it looks like Marvel will have a Hall H presentation this year. Warner Brothers will not. And it looks like Marvel will show their slate. This is all rumor right now what they're going to have, but it looks like they're going to at least announce the slate for Phase 4 and possibly announce some castings or have the cast there as well. So this is probably going to be Eternals. You're probably gonna get Tom Holland there for Spider-Man. Guardians, possibly some info about that. I don't know, but we'll see. Comic-Con's coming up here, so
yeah, who cares? I want Sentinels.
Yep. Speaking of Marvel, they've reportedly met with Donnie Yen and Ludie Lin, who Ludie Lin is a Power Rangers and he was an Aquaman. Both of these are for roles in the Shang-Chi movie. Ludie Lin probably would play Shang-Chi. Donnie Yen would be either the old master or something like that, but anything with Donnie Yen I'm good at, because I love the Ip Man movies. And he was the blind guy in Rogue One, for you Star Wars nerds.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
Oh.
Some good casting here. Anthony Carrigan, apparently he's on the HBO show Barry, has joined Keanu Reeves and Alex Winter in Bill and Ted Face the Music. Carrigan will be playing the bad guy. No name on him, but he's probably best known to anybody that listens to our show. This is a guy that played Victor Zsasz on Gotham. The bald guy? Yeah. So he's going to be your bad guy for the new Bill and Ted. I'm way okay with that.
He's like the scariest bad guy they've had yet.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm fantastic casting there. Speaking of castings, the Marvel's Black Widow movie joining Scarlett Johansson will be David Harbour, who pretty much killed the Hellboy franchise.
Thanks, dickhead.
Florence Pugh, who was Paige in the Fighting With My Family movie for wrestling fans. Rachel Weisz, and also Ray Winstone has now joined the cast. So, last two, okay. David Harbour, no. So, Vince, did you see the new Halloween movie that came out last year?
Negative.
Well, you're getting a sequel.
Sweet.
And Jamie Lee Curtis is apparently coming back for it.
Of course she is.
That Activia money's running out, so.
Activia! She's got poop.
Pretty much. All right, last thing for movie news this week. I'm glad about this one. Tom Hardy will be back for Venom 2. It is confirmed. Not only by Marvel, but by Sony. So
I haven't watched
go.
The first one.
I think you'd like it. I think you would. I liked it. But apparently Kevin Feige of Marvel was asked about a Venom Spider-Man movie and said that it probably will happen, but that it's up to Sony. It's not up. This one's not up to Marvel. This would be up to Sony. So.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can't have Venom without Spider-Man.
That's pretty much true.
That's absolutely true. Sorry.
And one's a reporter, one's going to work at a newspaper. It works out. I'm telling you.
Can I get my Sentinels in that movie?
No, but I tell you what you can get. We got to go to comic book news here, Vince. Your team is coming back, by the way.
Oh, my what?
It's a one-shot, an oversized 80-page one-shot coming out later this year of Canada's number one super team.
Fuck yeah! Fucking Alpha Flight!
Yep. September, Vince, it'll be a unique one-shot titled Alpha Flight True North.
Oh, fuck.
The one-shot will have three stories created entirely by Canadian writers and artists.
Fucking sweet.
So you get your Vindicator, your North Star, your Puck, and your Sasquatch.
Fucking Will Snipe Sally, boys.
There you go. Uh-huh. Later, Kenny.
Maybe.
But yeah, that would make that's going to make Vince extremely happy. And it's a one shot. It's not an ongoing, so you don't have to spend money except for a one time.
Yeah, no, I'm buying it. Yep. Buying it.
Next story is about nothing but nepotism. J.J. Abrams and his son Henry are going to write a new Spider-Man book this coming out September. Will be called, I'm looking, I don't have the name of the title, the new Spider-Man title, a 5-issue miniseries. We have written a Spider-Man comic, J.J. Abrams revealed in an announcement video. Been talking to Marvel for a long time about doing this. I'm really excited. There's a crazy new villain named Cadaverous. J.J. Abrams' kid is, let's say, young. I don't even think he's out of his teens. But hey, he gets to write a Marvel book.
Hey, oy vey.
I know people have been coming up with comic book ideas for 40 years. Can't get a foot in the door. So, nepotism.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
Whatever.
All right. Beginning
sound jelly.
A little bit, yeah. Beginning in September, IDW is expanding their new... They just relaunched Transformers. And now they're going to do their first spinoff book. Will be called Transformers Galaxies. This will feature story arcs that delve deeper into the origins, motivations, and machinations of the extended Transformers cast. The first story arc will be dedicated to the fan favorite crew, my favorite crew, the Constructicons. I get to see Devastator. That just makes me happy.
I got nothing.
I know. You're a Dinobot guy. I know.
No. The fucking Beast Wars.
Ooh. Beast Wars is highly underrated.
I liked Beast Wars.
I did too. Optimus Primal.
That was some shit.
And Rat Trap? Rat Trap was one, right?
Yeah.
I remember they turned Optimus from a truck to a gorilla, and I was like, what's going on here? And then I started watching, I was like, you know, this ain't bad.
Thanks out, boys.
There you go. Robot Harambe.
Yeah. Dicks out, boys. Optimus is coming.
All right. We told you last week that DC was going to kill Vertigo, their imprint. Yeah, it's true. DC plans to eliminate its various publishing imprints in January in favor of new age-specific labels across DC's publishing line. The three age labels will be DC Kids, DC, and DC Black Label. The Vertigo line, which was first launched in 93, will be, in their words, sunsetted. In other words, we social justice, we fucked up, sales bad, it gone. So,
oh, is that why Vertigo's leaving now?
Yes. I blame Zoe Quinn. DC Kids imprint will be aimed at readers 8 to 12, and this is going to take in their DC Zoom and Ink imprint as well as their Looney Tunes titles.
Wasn't Sandman on Vertigo?
Yep. Sandman, Swamp Thing, Constantine, yeah. Doom Patrol at one time. Yeah.
Thanks, bitch.
The central DC age label is intended for 13 and up, and this is your core books. DC Black Label will continue, but as an age label as opposed to an imprint, and will contain more mature material for readers 17 and older. Already announced Black Label titles will presumably continue under this label, as will reprints of older work, such as Watchmen, Dark Knight Returns, Kingdom Come, All-Star Superman. Their pop-up imprints like Young Animal, Sandman Universe, Wonder Comics, Wildstorm, stuff like that will continue, but it's unclear what age label they're going to go under, and we're not sure where Mad Magazine's going to fall.
You say Black Label like Zach Wilde's going to be writing for it, right?
I'd pay good money to see what he could come up with in a comic.
Fucking A!
It would probably be a big muscle guy that has a guitar that shoots fire, but he wears a thong.
No more tears.
No more tears. All right. That's it for comic book news this week. Only three recommendations for books that came out this week. And hey, look, they're all DC. Superman Year One. This is Frank Miller's take on Superman. Issue one of three came out this week. Justice League 26, where Superman calls all the Justice Leagues for a big meeting. So you get there's a big splash page, and it's fun to just kind of point out Spider-Man's there for some reason. I don't know. There's somebody that looks specifically like Spider-Man. It's weird. And Batman 73. So there are your picks for this week. I know Vince is going to the comic book shop later.
Oh, the Terrifics aren't out.
Oh, no, they didn't come out this week. I think it's next week.
Yeah, it's next week. So no, I'm not going until next week.
Okay.
Sorry. Right, I got one fucking comic I pick up. That's Terrifics. That's it.
It's so good.
Everything else sucks.
It's silly, but it's good.
Yeah, but it's silly, and it's nice. It's nice to have that escape from...
Yeah. And their version of Terrifics is basically DC's Fantastic Four. Really,
it's better.
Well done. Considering I'm a big FF fan, and the way they've rebooted or doing Fantastic Four now with delays and everything Marvel is... It's horrible. Terrifics, always on time. Great art, great writing, fantastic. So, all right, we'll go to wrestling news this week. There are reports that the reason Davey Boy Smith Jr. left New Japan is he wanted to work for Impact, and New Japan wouldn't allow him because they were still upset with the way Impact dealt with Kazuchika Okada back in the day. So apparently New Japan's still mad about that, didn't want Davey Boy to go there. He said, all right, fuck it, I'm going there anyway. I live in Canada. They're based in Canada. So there we go. So that's why he left New Japan, apparently.
To go to Canada?
Well, to go wrestle for Impact.
Oh.
Sorry. Nope. Skeets just threw the Green Goblin at me.
Fucking Skeets. God damn it, dog.
Spider dog. All right. Apparently, Savio Vega has joined Major League Wrestling as a wrestler and agent. Speaking of Major League Wrestling, Sammy Callahan no longer working for MLW. He lost a Falls Count Anywhere, Loser Leaves Town match against Old Mancer on their TV show this week. In addition to competing in-ring for MLW, he also worked behind the scenes as an agent. There were plans for him to return under a mask this summer. However, that won't be happening. He spit on Jim Cornette. And apparently that wasn't the reason he was fired. According to Major League Wrestling CEO Court Bauer, Callahan's beef with Cornette was not the reason for his departure. Callahan caused thousands of dollars in damage to the Wachuska Expo Center during the brawl with Mance. Two $15,000 bleachers were severely damaged, as well as other property owned by the building during their match. It makes it very difficult to return to the venue, which is disappointing, as I enjoyed working with Sammy. He was an agent and worked hard. Fans would have enjoyed the next chapter. Sammy's calling bullshit, so he said, he said. But Sammy is no longer in MLW. All Elite, AEW announced that they will, or Tony Khan announced this, so he's the owner. So they will hold a tag team title tournament when they start on TNT this fall. And they will also debut their women's championship at All Out, kind of the way Bret Hart brought out the men's title at All In. So, also, it looks like they have filed for a new trademark. Originally, it was Tuesday Night Dynamite, so everybody figured their TNT show was going to be on Tuesday. Well, they've changed that, as they have filed for Wednesday Night Dynamite. So it looks like they're going to be Wednesdays on TNT. So there you go. Impact Wrestling.
Ding.
Yeah, it's one. Impact Wrestling has given Scarlett Bordeaux her release, and it also looks like they have done the same with her boyfriend, Killer Cross. If you watch this last week's episode, they kind of killed him off. So
that's not good.
No, but good for them. They actually can go get paid now. So, on a sad note, Adrian McCollum, a.k.a. Lionheart, of the British wrestling scene, passed away this week. Surprisingly, I've seen tributes, even like The Rock even chimed in with a tribute to him, saying, you know, I've seen videos of him work with his matches with Joe Henry were really, really good. So thoughts go out, family and fans. I know we have some British listeners that probably met him, to be honest with you, the way British wrestling is.
We do?
So, yeah.
So. I'm joking.
All That's right. A joke. I know. You're not good with the jokes sometimes.
Sorry. I'm not.
Sometimes. But, you know, somebody loves you.
Somebody loves me out there.
I'm sure. Vince, tonight is Stomping Grounds, a.k.a. Roadblock, a.k.a. Great Balls of Fire, a.k.a.
Start at the bottom of this shitty page and work my way up.
Yep. Prediction time. Who we got?
Okay, WWE Cruiserweight Champion Tony
Nice
versus Akira Tozawa versus Drew Gulak.
Yep.
I'm going to go with the Japanese guy.
Okay, you're going Tozawa. That's not a bad pick.
Why not?
I think they'll keep the belt on Nice, even though I'd love to see it go to Gulak. Actually, I'd love to see Gulak go back to NXT or go to NXT, but that's probably not going to happen. All right, next match.
Big E and Xavier Woods versus Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn. Really?
So two French Canadians against two black guys.
Yeah, it's the fucking two black guys.
Yeah. That's,
come on.
Yeah.
They're my boys.
Unless Big E turns bad, which I don't think is coming up yet. I think it's soon.
You watch your whore mouth.
All right, next match.
Fuck. Hold on. Let me scroll up. Scrolling up. SmackDown Tag Team Champions Daniel Bryan and Rowan versus Heavy Machinery. That sounds like a gay porn. I'm going with Daniel Bryan and Rowan.
They're going to win, but I love Otis, the one with the red beard of Heavy Machinery. He's fantastic.
Yeah, so, now it did turn into a gay porn. Awesome.
It did, yeah. All right, next match.
United States champion Samoa Joe versus Ricochet. Samoa Joe.
Yep. All right, next match.
Roman Reigns versus Drew McIntyre.
Aquaman versus Orm.
Orm D. Let's see. I'm going to go with Drew McIntyre.
Yeah, I think I am too. Yeah.
Why not?
Roman's not the same since he lost that battle to leukemia. Or he won his battle against leukemia, I guess.
Did he?
Yeah. All right. Next match.
I didn't know like you could spring back that fucking fast, but hey.
Well, yeah, it's magic when you go fight, shoot a movie with your cousin, The Rock.
Well,
it's like Magic Johnson curing AIDS with money.
Right. Well, apparently leukemia gets killed by money too.
Yeah.
Let's see. SmackDown Women's Champion Bayley versus Alexa Bliss. Alexa Bliss.
She's not gonna. They're gonna have Bayley win. Unless Nikki
who's
Cross.
Who's the crazy bitch behind fucking what's her name with the nose that's all fucked up?
That's Nikki Cross. She's friends with Alexa now.
Why are you like. You sound like you're shaming me in that. That's Nikki Cross.
Well, I'm trying to gatekeep, sir.
Oh, okay. Oh, no. That's all yours. That's all yours, PP.
All right. All right, so you're picking Alexa, I'm picking Bayley.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, next match.
Raw Women's Champion Becky Lynch versus Lacey Evans. Ooh, I like Lacey.
Yeah, but Becky's too over to drop the belt.
I like her hair.
You like a lot of things on her.
I'm digging that. Who's that? Is she new?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm into that.
Yeah, the sassy Southern Belle is her character.
Oh, that donkey punch her right in the back of the head. Next match, WWE Champion Kofi Kingston versus Dolph Ziggler. Come on now, come on, Kofi.
Yeah, it's not time to take it off of him yet.
No, dude, leave it on. I love him. He can't do no wrong.
All right,
Universal Champion Seth Rollins versus Baron Corbin. I fucking care. Seth Rollins.
I think so, but man, I would laugh my ass off if they put it on Corbin. Just because so many people hate Corbin. This would be Jinder Mahal championship level of greatness.
Hey, the Punjab powerhouse is godlike.
I thought he was good. I wasn't making
I don't give
joke.
A shit. I don't care what anybody says.
I like Jinder, so I like
him. What happened to him?
They decided that, or they got their foot into India through a TV deal, so that they no longer needed him as champ. So they took the belt off.
Are you fucking kidding me?
No.
Hey, that sounds like an AEW wrestler.
Yeah. All right. So yeah, I'm gonna pick Seth, but I would laugh if Corbin got it. So. All right, that's where our predictions for the show tonight. Go to sports news. Canada learning the best from America. Gunshots were fired nearby with the stage where the Toronto Raptors parade celebrating their NBA championship was taking place on Monday.
Well, you know, NBA, right?
Leading to two arrests. Celebration continued briefly on stage, but quickly came to a halt as everybody tried to figure out what the hell was going on, because Canada, eventually celebration kept going once everybody was cleared and okay. So. Who brought firecrackers, eh?
Eh? There's a mouse in my beer, eh?
I thought guns were illegal in Canada, except for hunting. I thought guns were illegal in Chicago, too, but according to the Charlotte Observer, former XFL star Rod Smart, also known as He Hate Me, has been missing for almost a week. Police in Lancaster County are asking for the public's help and locating the former XFL, NFL, and CFL star. Apparently, family has no idea. He just kind of poof disappeared. And the authorities are saying he could be in danger. So there you go.
Hey.
ESPN will no longer feature LeVar Ball on any of its platforms after his, quote, inappropriate, end quote, comments to Molly Quarm, I can't pronounce her name, on Monday. According to A spokesperson said they have no plans moving forward to use Ball as an on-air guest, an on-the-record source for digital, or a background source for ESPN at all. News comes 2 days after Ball appeared on First Take to discuss the trade to send his son Lonzo from the Lakers to the Pelicans. This woman asked Ball if she could switch gears with you because I have a question here, to which he responded, "You can switch gears with me anytime." Representative for Ball issued a statement after his appearance and insisted that his comment was at no time intended or meant to be sexual in nature. ESPN condemned Ball, saying it was completely inappropriate, indicating that it had told Ball as much. Ball 51 previously had gotten into an on-air argument with another female sportscaster, Christine Leahy, who was a former co-host on The Herd in 2017. So this guy has a problem with women. So
you can switch gears with me anytime.
Yep.
That's, I'm not trying to play devil's guy.
It doesn't sound that bad. It doesn't sound that bad.
Wow, you guys.
With his history, yeah.
Come on, guys. Who's this, ESPN?
Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe they should go back to power poetry and shit.
Yeah. All right. Dateline Lakewood, Colorado. Fucking idiot parents. Idiot parents brawled at a children's baseball game in Colorado during a wild free-for-all captured on video, authorities said on Wednesday. Five men were cited for disorderly conduct and fighting in public after Saturday's melee on the field at Westgate Elementary School. Police are asking for the public's help in identifying more of those involved. It's one of those things people like to gawk at, like, oh my gosh, I can't believe that happened, but it's serious. People were seriously hurt in this, according to police spokesman. Police expect more arrests coming later this upcoming week. It was a game of 7-year-olds, and the umpire was a 13-year-old, and the parents got mad at the 13-year-old ump, and some other parents said stuff, and then it just got into a brawl. Kids, really?
I don't know, man. I kind of get all giggity when soccer.
Yeah, but
There's this kid reffing, and like he was right in the middle of the thing, and the ball was like coming toward him, and he was dodging it, and kids were like running into him. I'm like, ref, at least pretend that you're trying to, you know, not get in the way and fumble fuck everything. God damn it.
There's a difference between something like that and actually physically fighting on the field with other parents because you're yelling at a, you know.
Yeah.
There's a big difference there.
Well, and I know that, and I shouldn't be angry. But it's easy to get angry.
Yeah.
But I don't know. If it come to fisticuffs, I mean,
I don't think so.
I don't know. Well, you know what? At least they're getting angry over baseball and not taking them to some fucking tranny reading to them.
There you go. There's always a silver lining.
There it is.
There it is.
I'd rather see the parents fighting at one of those than the baseball. How about that?
Yeah. There you go.
You're bringing your kids to watch a fucking tranny strip tease in front of them and put dollar bills? Yeah.
Yeah.
Where's the fight in that?
Exactly. Oh, don't worry. That story's coming up.
Oh, see? I shot my load early again.
Yeah. Last thing for sports this week, the Tampa Bay Rays have received permission from Major League Baseball's Executive Council to explore a plan in which they will play home games in both Tampa Bay and Montreal.
Oh, my.
While the two-city plan is in its very early stages, the Rays have embraced it as the most feasible way to save baseball in the Tampa Bay area after years of failed attempts to build a new stadium in the region. Under the plan, the Rays would play early season home games in Tampa and the remainder of the year in Montreal, with both cities getting new stadiums. The number of home games each city would receive has not yet been determined, so this is still years away, but screw it. Let's bring I know we have people living in Tampa. I'm sorry, but your baseball team needs to go become the new Montreal Expos.
Wow, really?
Yes, it does.
That's some real hate right there, buddy.
Hey, Expos should have won the series in 94. The damn strike shortened here. So, all right, that's it for sports. You got anything for video game news this week?
Oh, yeah, this was great. You ready for this?
Yeah, sure, why not?
EA calls its loot boxes.
Oh, yeah. Surprise!
Surprise mechanics. People like surprises.
Yeah.
Did you know that?
The kind that empty their wallet, yeah.
Let's see. But appearing before a House of Commons committee on Wednesday, Kerry Hopkins, Vice President of Legal Government Affairs at EA, responded to a member of parliament who had asked if the publisher had any ethical qualms about loot boxes. Their use in the 2017 Star Wars Battlefront 2 kicked off a huge controversy that drew scrutiny from several governments, including those in the United States and Europe. Hopkins compared loot boxes to other products, like Kinder Eggs. People like surprises, she said. But the comparison to Kinder Eggs was quite ironic, given that chocolate eggs were banned in the U.S. until recently over concerns about the dumb motherfuckers that just let their kids eat shit. I added that part.
Yeah.
And I quote, "We do think the way we're implementing these kinds of mechanics is quite ethical and quite fun," she said. "They aren't gambling. We disagree that there's evidence that show they're leading to gambling." What a wonderful woman. What yeah. a wonderful, wonderful woman. They do go into loot boxes for games like Counter-Strike, Counter-Strike Global Offensive, Dota 2, and Overwatch. See, the thing is, okay, and I've said this before, like, Valve will have loot boxes. And you buy them, but it's all cosmetic. It doesn't give you an edge on the game.
That's the thing.
That's the thing.
People are paying to win on... Yeah.
They're paying for skins. But right. the thing is that you can... EA needs a marketplace where you can resell those skins. And then, like, EA would get a cut like Valve does. Valve takes a cut of what you sell.
Right.
I love telling this story. My son got... He got a loot box, and I bought a key for him, you know, on Team Fortress 2. And it was a hat, right? Well, everybody was fucking hitting him up, talking about this fucking hat. And I was like, it's a fucking... What is so goddamn special about this hat? And JJ, Gerald, longtime listener.
First-time caller.
First-time caller. He said, you know how much that hat's worth? I said, no, I don't know how much that hat's worth. You can get like $500 for it.
I was hoping for tree fitting.
My son... at the time was like 9 or 10, maybe even younger, sold it, real money, $300.
Wow. People are stupid.
People are dumb. But see, the thing is, though, Valve has their own marketplace. So
right.
maybe if EA had their own marketplace where you can recoup, maybe it wouldn't be so bad. But I mean, like I said, the loot box thing, it's not necessarily gambling because it doesn't give you an edge on the game, and I'm okay with that. If you want to spend money on how you look, fucking knock yourself out. If you're dumb enough to do that, fucking knock yourself out.
But the second it gives you an edge over people that there's a problem.
And that's what EA was doing for Battlefront 2. They had, you could buy a loot box that included a card that said something like, win a multiplayer match instantly.
Yeah.
Like, fucking really? So, no, I hope EA gets its fucking ass handed to it.
Yep. So.
That was the big news of the week. And then let's do funny news. Star Citizen. The new video focuses on Alpha 3.6 and more as crowdfunding passes $228 million.
Are you serious?
I'm dead fucking serious. Cloud Imperium Games released a pair of interesting new video focusing on upcoming content and update for its space simulator, Star Citizen, or as we like to call it in the business, Scam Citizen.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. It shows pillars of development as they discuss what's coming in Alpha 3.6. And the big news was it passed $228 million.
People are dumber. Just dumb.
$228 million for a video game that's not even really out yet.
Yeah. Wow.
I don't think goddamn Red Dead Redemption 2 made that much.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they might have. They might have, but fuck! Are you kidding me? Yeah, Skeets, you tell them. That's all I got.
All right, we'll go to music news this week. That's a lot of money for a shit game. It ain't really done.
No. If it comes out the way it looks and plays, it's going to be fucking awesome, but I'm not spending money on it yet.
Yeah. So. All right. Music news this week. This was shocking news. Megadeth vocalist and guitarist Dave Mustaine announced that he has been diagnosed with throat cancer. He revealed the news on Facebook and reports he's already begun treatment. He said, I've been diagnosed with throat cancer. It's clearly something to be respected and faced head on, but I faced obstacles before. I'm working closely with my doctors, and we've mapped out a treatment plan, which they feel has a 90% success rate. Treatment has officially begun. So
he's not touring anymore, is what you're saying.
They canceled all 2019 shows. The Megadeth cruise is still going on. The rest of the band is going to go do something on it. So he said, as soon as he can, he's getting back in the studio. They got an album to finish. So there's that.
Eating pussy can kill you.
Eating ass can give you your old lady a ass cancer, apparently. That one,
I know.
Desperate Housewives chick.
I know. It's damn, man.
Pretty much. All right. Grammy award-winning producer and rapper DJ Official was killed in L.A. Guess how? That's right. Shooting.
I thought he was trying to help some sort of low-budget teen center where a pillar fell on him or something.
Doing good
a
for
work
the kids.
Accident.
Doing
yeah.
good for the kids. Apparently, he had worked with the likes of Cardi B and Chris Brown, so you know he was quality people. He was sitting in a car with another man when another vehicle drove up next to them, opened fire, striking both. One victim suffered several gunshot wounds, pronounced dead. That was him, while the other is in stable condition, according to police. The grandfather told NBC, all he did was go to work and come home. He good boy.
So, yeah.
He didn't belong to a gang or nothing like that. His death comes just 4 months after he won a Grammy for his work on Cardi B's album Invasion of Privacy. And speaking of the thing known as Cardi B, a grand jury has indicted her in connection with an attack at a Queens, New York strip club in August 2018. The indictment includes two felony counts of intent to cause serious physical injury. She has been indicted on 6 misdemeanors and 6 violations as well. The indictment includes the previous charges of misdemeanor assault and reckless endangerment. Apparently, the incident involves two bartenders at a strip club in Queens, New York, who claim Cardi B ordered her associates to attack them with bottles and chairs.
Why?
So she sent the goons after the couple guys here. Who knows? I about said something really bad that we'd have had to ring a bell.
Shit,
yeah. You gotta get to reparations. Yeah. All right. Last thing for music news this week. On June 11th, the New York Times posted an investigation revealing that a 2008 fire at Universal Studios Hollywood destroyed a massive quantity of master tapes by artists throughout the decades. Some of these artists include Nirvana, Eminem, John Coltrane, and many more. In a follow-up report, the Times claims that Hole, Soundgarden, Steve Earle, as well as the estates of Tupac and Tom Petty, are now suing Universal Music Group for losses. According to documents, the lawsuit claims that it has never disclosed to the artists that their master recordings had been destroyed in the fire. The suit in L.A. Federal District Court reportedly seeks class action status. It marks the first legal case brought against Universal Music Group following the report of the fire. According to New York Times, the plaintiffs alleged Universal breached its contractual obligations to artists by failing to protect the masters. The suit also reportedly asserts the Universal Music Group should have shared any funds received as settlements from the fire, such as an insurance payment and a legal settlement from NBC Universal. The claim seeks over $100 million in damages. The 2008 fire reportedly destroyed over 100,000 audio recordings and containing as many as 500,000 songs.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
What Soundgarden album was destroyed? What master, do you know? Do you know which albums were destroyed?
It didn't say. Fuck. It just said they're a part of the lawsuit. Now, they were on
A&M. No, they were on Sub Pop, and then they went to A&M, and then they went to, whoever bought A&M.
Yeah, I don't know.
Wow, I'm a nerd.
The lawsuit, the lawsuit apparently started with Soundgarden. From what I'm reading here, yeah. And then others jumped in. Apparently, Hole Courtney Love and them had no idea that this happened until the report just came out, until this article came out. So, yeah. So,
God damn it.
Over 500,000 songs and 100,000 recordings. Holy crap.
Didn't even tell him. That makes me sad.
Yeah.
Could you imagine Bad Motorfinger?
Ugh.
The master's gone now.
That's probably what it was, too.
God damn it.
Just because the way life is.
That makes me sad.
Now Vince has the sad.
So. I do have the sad. Motherfuckers.
All right. So, Vince, it's time for Song of the Week. I think we have Song of the Week. Didn't I send you one?
Yeah, you sent it to me.
I sent you one in honor of Dave Mustaine, which means we're going to get copyrighted by Universal Media Music Group.
Well, at least we still have a copy of it, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Cocksuckers.
All right. So when we come back after the break, we'll do our top 10 list, worst U.S. presidents.
Don't remember where I was. I realized life was a game. More seriously, I took things. The harder the blows became. I had no idea what it cost. My life passed before my eyes. I found out how little I accomplished. All my plans tonight. So as you read this, know my friends, I'd love to stay with you all. Smile when you think of me. My body's gone. That's I'm
What's up, everybody? This is Handsome Dan Lopez, the smartest man not in professional wrestling, and I am the host of Handsome Dan's Final Say, the show that is guaranteed to raise your wrestling IQ. We premiere new episodes on Tuesdays on WLWstudios.com, as well as the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, and TuneIn Radio. When will the next episode debut? Stay tuned to my Twitter feed at Dan's Final Say or the Facebook page, facebook.com/Dan's Final Say, to make sure that you don't miss a single episode. Raise your wrestling IQ.
Hey, this is Mike from the Midnight Jury. When you are done with this show, join my co-hosts Adam, Cal, Sydney, and I every Friday as we travel back to the last old school generation of the 80s and 90s to review the best and worst in pop culture, horror, and occasionally pro wrestling on WLWstudios.com or the Midnight Jury feeds on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, or Player FM. Go back in time when it was all about VHS, arcades, and hanging out at the mall. And remember that every second Saturday of the month, we go live at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Rant EM Radio, which includes taking your calls. Once again, that's the Midnight Jury on iTunes, TuneIn Radio, Player FM, and our home, WLWstudios.com. We'll see you there.
Horns up! This is Rock from Radioactive Metal. Join Snowy, Kareen, Aaron, and myself right here on the Shining Wizards Network every Friday for your weekly metal fix. We talk to all your favorite artists, cover all the latest metal news, cover all the latest releases, and feature brand new unsigned bands. So sit back, grab a beer, download the latest episode, and always remember, it's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.
Your recognized symbol of excellence in sports entertainment broadcasting from the current to the way back. Join the impact player Phil Rea and the Portuguese man of war Choppy for the Turnbuckle Throwbacks Wrestling Podcast. Live every week on RantEMRadio.com. Get all our episodes over at iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, Audio Boom, Google Play, ShiningWizardsNetwork.com, and TurnbuckleThrowbacks.com.
If you're not tuned in to the Shining Wizards, listen to what some of our fans have to say about the show.
Oh my God, I just love the Shining Wizards. It's four fucking virgin marks complaining about a fucking fake fighting show. Keep going, boys. The Stallion fucking loves you.
Tune in live every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. East, RantEMRadio.com. It's the Shining Wizards, where it's wrestling talk and talk about wrestling.
And we are back. Time for our top 10 list this week. Worst U.S. presidents.
Yeah.
I could have listed about 40. But we only have our top 10. Vince, you're number 10, sir.
Lincoln.
Ooh, higher on my list.
It took him three times to before he signed the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yep, he didn't want to do it.
Yeah.
He only did it as a tactical.
Yep, he needed bodies for the...
It was a military strategy. He thought they'd attack their white owners.
Yep.
Instead of, you know, some fighting for the Confederacy. You know,
yeah,
stuff,
history.
Yeah, my number 10. Thanks, Obama. I got Obama at 10.
He's your 10?
Yeah.
Higher on the list.
Yeah, I kind of figured he'd be up there on yours.
He was a piece of shit.
Yeah, pretty much. All right, number 9.
Harrison.
Ooh.
And I'm just saying that because he only spent a month in office.
Yeah, he died.
He died.
He had to die.
Pretty bad person.
Well, he didn't really have a chance, really. I got Nixon at 9. You know, Watergate.
That's not his fault.
And being dirty. Just dirty.
Yeah, but you should hear him go on about Bohemian Grove.
That's true. That's very true. Find those recordings and listen to them, listeners. Holy crap.
That's why he didn't make my list, because I think he was he wasn't down with some of that shit.
I think that's why he got busted.
Yeah.
You know, we gotta take this guy out before he starts running off at the mouth. So, all right, number 8.
Clinton.
Ooh, higher on, way higher on the list.
He was a shithead.
Yeah, I'll get to Clinton later. Yeah. I got Grant at 8.
Word.
Just horrible. Horrible human, horrible president. Number 7, Vince.
George H.W.
Yeah.
He was a bad president.
He really was.
1,000 points of light.
Yeah.
And he was a CIA glow-in-the-dark.
He was a spook.
Mm-hmm.
I got LBJ at number 7. If for anything else, his comments about black people and how he would pass the all the stuff they wanted and then they'd be slaves to the Democratic Party forever.
Yeah.
Which has come true.
Yeah, LBJ.
Yeah, he was nasty.
He's a piece of shit.
Yeah. All right, number 6.
FD Roosevelt.
Ooh, higher on the list.
Thanks, dickhead.
Commie bastard.
Yeah, Social Security, I'll never get to see.
Yeah.
Somebody's got to pay for it, right?
Yeah. I got W at 6.
Nice.
Just, I don't think he was a horrible. He was just mildly retarded. He was just
he's
dumb.
Higher. He's higher on my list.
Yeah, he's just dumb. Just yeah. He got 5.
Warren Harding.
Ooh.
This guy was a piece of shit.
Yes.
He was a shady motherfucker.
Yeah. That's very true.
Yeah.
I got Hoover at 5, Great Depression.
Oh, yeah. He's a winner, wasn't he?
Come on there. He's got to be on the list there.
Yeah.
All right, number 4.
George W.
Ah.
We're gonna pass this here, Patriot Act.
Yeah. Oh, you mean the national spying on everyone law? Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna be completely legal, folks.
And then Obama's gonna expand it? Yeah.
Cut from the same cloth.
Exactly. We'll get up to 4.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, Woodrow Wilson.
Oh, higher on the list.
Talk about your world government.
No, this dude, is the guy was, that was the guy.
Pushed it. This is the guy. This is the guy that started it, pushed it. This is your guy. This is where it came from.
Yep.
League of Nations. Dirty Tommy fuck. All right, number 3.
Carter
didn't even make my list.
He was a shithead, too.
Wow, I just looked at my list. Carter didn't make mine.
Mildly retarded.
Yeah.
Well, I would say full on at this point. He was bad. It was bad.
He was bad, yeah. Gas price. They had gas shortages. I mean, yeah. Yeah. That's a good one. This is where I got Clinton at 3.
Mm-hmm.
I'll just quickly mention Ruby Ridge and Waco. We won't get into it any deeper.
Yeah.
That's Monica. Yeah.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
Well, considering you're married to Hillary, I bet you did.
That I did not kill those people at Ruby Ridge or Waco.
Okay. Yeah, we won't go into that because I'll just go off. So.
Yeah.
Number 2.
Woodrow Wilson.
Mm-hmm.
The godfather of socialism in America. What a fucking piece of shit.
Yep. Absolutely. And people, he gets overlooked so much.
He does. Well, they forget.
Yeah. And the media really tells it. Well, he was, he was just a president. Don't look over here.
No, he was a dick. Fuck
him. Don't look that he implemented globalism. Back then, yeah.
Yep.
I got FDR too. Literal socialist. Literally a socialist.
Oh, yeah.
Commie bastard.
Yeah. F.D. Roosevelt.
Yeah.
Fucking wheelie boy.
What do you mean I knew about Pearl Harbor? Yeah. You heard about that one, right?
Oh, yeah.
That he knew about Pearl Harbor, like, what, a week before it happened?
Mm-hmm.
Number one.
Obama.
Oh.
He's done a lot of naughty shit.
Yes.
Whereas the other ones didn't really, I mean, they were bad for America because he wanted to transform it. Obama sold America to other countries.
Yep. Absolutely.
He's done some naughty, naughty shit.
If the world makes it another 50, 60 years and stuff really starts coming out that will happen during under Obama, yeah, it's going to be bad. So, my number one, how was the play, Mrs. Lincoln? Yeah, I got Lincoln. I could just start listing reasons why he was a horrible president. Let's just go with these two. Couldn't hold the nation together. Destroyed the 13th Amendment. Suspended habeas corpus. There's three reasons. I could go on, but I won't.
But everybody loves him.
Mm-hmm. Well, he wore a funny hat.
He was tall.
He was tall. Yeah. No, you start looking at it, like the only reason he freed the blacks, like we said, it was a strategic military move. He hated the blacks too. So, I mean, yeah, the great emancipator was racist. Sorry. Yeah. History's a son of a bitch if you actually start looking at facts in their own words.
Yeah. Don't talk about it.
I know.
God damn it.
It's not like anybody's going to hear this anyway.
Right, you're right.
Yeah. All right, listener picks this week. Elizabeth said 45. No surprise on that.
No shit.
No surprise on that.
Yeah, our gross domestic product is only up by 1,000,000,000%. So
yeah, but he's still a bastard.
Yeah, he's still a bad guy. You know.
Ronnie came in with Obama, Nixon, and Reagan, surprisingly.
Reagan?
I will say Reagan's second term was bad because if we're honest about it, he was sick.
Yeah.
He really didn't know what was going on.
Yeah, Reagan's second term wasn't very...
Cheney was running the show.
Yeah.
Cheney and George H.W. was running the show. So
you mean George H.W. was running the show?
Yeah.
Not Cheney.
Well, Cheney was Pentagon.
Oh, I guess, yeah. God,
he was in the Pentagon at the time.
I guess you're right.
Yeah.
Deep state.
Yeah, there's a reason they call it that, yeah. Tony came in and said, all the Democrats, lol. So, Damien said, Ford and Jackson.
Word.
Roboto came in with Obama, Clinton, LBJ, Carter, and Jefferson Davis. To which I said, sir, I said, how dare you, sir? Shenanigans. Baza came in and said, I'm no aficionado on U.S. politics, but Grant wasn't highly rated, apparently.
And no, he was not.
Grant was a horrible president. You are right.
He was a shame,
even too. Even the British know it. That's how bad this drunk-ass was. Yeah. When even the British are looking over going, God damn, you're a bad president.
Fucking Grant, what the fuck?
Here, just put his face on money and make him go away.
Yeah. Word.
Mike came in with Carter, Obama, and LBJ. Yep. Handsome Dan. He may be one of the smartest men we know, by the way. Came in with Lincoln. Aaron came in with Wilson. Aside from everything else we have listed, he's the one that signed federal income tax into law.
Yes.
Yeah. And finishes off here, Jay Baca came in with Andrew Johnson, Obama, Taylor, and Hoover. So
all shitheads.
All bad.
What constitution?
Yeah. Yeah, thing that's hanging up that Hillary took off the walls? Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, it's going to be okay.
It's going to be okay, yeah. And don't worry, kids, it ain't going to get any better. So.
Yeah, no matter who you choose.
Yeah.
We're all... fucked.
Yep. Dun, 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 dun.
Feels good, doesn't it? Bend over.
All right. We have an FMK this week, Vince.
We do.
Ronnie sent in one. Since the World Cup is going on, this is FMK US Women's Soccer. which I will say right now, I think I have the wrong parts to do this one, but as a guy, I'll give it a shot. Lindsey Horan, Carly Lloyd, and Alex Morgan.
I'm going to knock the bottom out of Alex Morgan.
Totally agree.
I'm going to break that motherfucker in half for real. I would eat the corn out of her shit.
Yeah, that's, she's highly attractive.
God damn it.
Yeah. So Lindsey Horan and Carly Lloyd.
Whatever. I flip a coin. There's only one there that's worth,
that Vince actually cares about. Yeah, so,
God, Alex Morgan. God damn it.
Fucking
hard body.
I'm going to marry Horan. And I guess that means Carly Lloyd's got to go.
So okay, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, there's only one answer to that, and that's
Alex Morgan.
Alex Morgan. So, all right, listener questions this week. Handsome Dan starts us off here with, this is a weird question. If you could have any person, celebrity or otherwise, serve as a, quote, living rug that basically laid on your floor until you were ready to interact with it, lay on top of it, snuggle, cover yourself, whatever. Who would you choose? He says right now he's leaning towards Aubrey Plaza. I'm going to say Alex Morgan.
Yeah, how about that?
I'm going to go there. That or Christina Hendricks. Let's go with that one. There.
Yeah. She's more of a speed bump than a rug, though.
Well, it's kind of like one of those bearskin rugs where right. Just like the heads, you know.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Whose question was this?
Handsome Dan. He's on an Aubrey Plaza kick, I believe.
Are you drinking?
Me?
No.
Him?
Daniel?
Might be. last time you said Daniel and drinking, there was just bad indications. And it wasn't Handsome Dan. I was just looking for that. All right. Roboto with our next question. Across our history here in the U.S., we have a lot of historical figures that did not become president. Out of those who did not become our leader, leader, which would have been good at it?
Franklin.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We're off the top of my head.
Vincent, yeah, Franklin. That's the answer. It's Franklin. Yeah. Other than
he was smart enough to stay out of it.
Yeah, that shows how bad it is that he's like, no. I mean, hell, Washington didn't even want it, you know. But yeah, Franklin's the answer. That's the perfect answer. Ronnie, with our next question here, do you watch the African round ball? And if so, who's your, God damn it, Ronnie? Fucking Ronnie. And if so, who's your favorite team growing up and now? Growing up, of course, for those that don't know, African round ball is the NBA. Growing up, it was the Jordan Bulls and the Bird Lakers. That's because the Pacers at the time were just the shits. Now, I do not watch.
I don't know the Pacers of 94.
Yeah. Sorry, New York.
Fuck you, New York. That was robbed. We got robbed.
But yeah, it was the Bird Celtics and the Jordan Bulls. Those were my teams growing up. So, all right. Next question came in from Elizabeth. I'm not going to read the whole thing here on the show. Vince, how do you answer her question?
That's rough, dude.
It's a very difficult question.
It's kind of private, and we don't want to, you know.
Yeah, that. But there's no real right.
Let's just say there's some family issues going on, and
it's one of those you have to decide.
What's your heart tell you?
That's, yeah. Do you do the one, or do you keep with, you know, the status quo, let's call it?
I can't answer that for you.
It's, I think Vince's answer is you have to do with what you feel is right. That's the best we can do, Elizabeth. Sorry if that's
the most vague thing we can, that's rough, man.
Yeah, that's a tough one.
That tugged on my heartstrings. I can't.
That's tough. But that, I mean, that's the answer we can. Best answer we can give is you have to decide what's right for you and do that. So, all right. Next question comes from Handsome Dan. Did you guys see the oil refinery explosion in Philly?
No.
Yeah, I saw the video of it. Holy crap, it went crazy. And AOC, Vince's favorite commie, came out and blamed global warming.
What, global what?
Global warming, or climate change. Sorry, it's not global warming anymore because they figured out that's fake. Climate change caused the refinery to explode, according to your girl Cortez.
It did?
Apparently. I swear to God, she's bag of hammers.
What is that called? It's the oil refinery.
Yeah, all you got to do is look at oil refinery in Philly. Massive fireball. Of course, FEMA came out and said, everything's fine, folks. The air's fine. The groundwater's going to be fine. Everything. Quit looking at us. Yeah.
Everything as well.
It was just a massive fireball and giant fire and just horrible looking. So. All right. While Vince looks at pictures of fireballs, I'll go to Roboto's question here. Since zombies seem to be a trend that will never end, what new directions would you like to see them taken?
I'm tired of zombie movies.
I am too. So a new direction, I would completely redo it. They wouldn't be the zombies like the traditional horror zombies. My version of a zombie would be the mass of people that believe in a really bad political system like socialism and communism. Take over an area and try to then spread what they think. That's the kind of zombie that was just fucking horrifying. You know, real life zombies.
That was a fireball.
Oh, you just saw it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that was fucking massive.
That looked like a nuke going off.
It looked like something went, but oil refinery, that's kind of what you expect. All right, last listener question this week comes from Mr. Neil. Y'all gonna pay reparations for your ancestors' sins?
Fuck you.
I'll
quit paying taxes.
That's what it's gonna come down to. People are just gonna stop paying taxes. Yeah, we have that story coming up, Mr. Neal. The answer to that is no, I'm not. I never owned a slave. Vince never owned a slave, surprisingly.
But my family wasn't even over here. They were over here after.
Yeah, so no.
You get paying shit.
You gets no Gibbs, okay? Episode title, Vince.
Fuck you.
Episode title, gets no Gibbs.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to listener. That was listener questions. Thank you to everybody that sent them in. We'll go to Did You See the Stories That Were Sent In To Me This Week. Two Senate Democrats falsely claimed on Monday that the AR-15 is not used for hunting and, quote, isn't viable for home protection in a tweet promoting their gun control proposals. This is Senator Chris Murphy of Connecticut and, get this, Dianne Feinstein of California.
No shit.
Who is a gun owner, by the way. I believe both of them are. Yeah. Feinstein has a concealed carry, by the way. Yeah. Dependent op-ed in a Time magazine calling for the ban of AR-15s and similar, quote, assault weapons. Guns like the AR-15 aren't used for hunting, and they're not viable for home protection. They only have one purpose, and that's to fire as many rounds as possible as quickly as possible.
Goddamn right. Kill any motherfucker in your house.
Yeah. Outlawing these weapons will bring, she says, supported by 60% of Americans. Ooh, Maury's lie detector test determined that is a lie. Will bring down the number of mass shootings and reduce the number of casualties, just as it did when the ban first passed in 94 under Clinton. Wow, there's so much there to just immediately eviscerate.
I'll do you with my 22. It doesn't matter. I don't need an AR-15 for that.
Yes, people use the AR-15 for hunting. Try to break in my house when I have my AR pointed at you and see if it's viable for home defense. I dare you. Yeah, so you're liars. Flat out. That's all it is.
That's lovely. I like that. It makes me feel good.
Yeah. All right, next thing that was sent in, an Army veteran wearing a mask and carrying more than 150 rounds of ammo for his rifle. The thing here says it was a high-powered rifle. They're all fucking high-powered, you retards. It amazes me people that don't understand gun shit talking about gun shit. Was shot dead Monday after he opened fire outside of a busy federal courthouse in downtown Dallas, authorities said. Officers killed 22-year-old Brian Clyde after he approached an entrance of the federal building and began shooting, shattering the glass panes in a revolving door. It's a lot of rounds at his disposal, large, powerful weapon at his disposal, the FBI said. His attack began about 8:40 a.m., and there just so happened to be a photographer right outside. Wink.
Boy, that's a hell of a coincidence, don't you think? this is a hell of a picture. This is a hell of a shoot. Let's do that.
Yeah, that's a. Why is the photographer here all of a sudden?
Yeah, nothing to see here, folks.
Yeah, but
yeah, I don't get it. It got buried.
Yeah, it got buried instantly because he was mentally ill.
Oh, is that why? I didn't know the reason.
Yeah, that's why. Because if he was a normal white man, this would you'd still be hearing it on TV. No, he was mentally ill after he got out of the Army. That's why you no longer hear about this story. Yeah, it's a mental health issue, not a gun issue. Yeah, so officials are still trying to determine a motive. There was nothing to indicate the presence of other shooters or threats to the city. All right, we have an update to the story. Remember that male feminist Jordan Hunt, the roundhouse kicked that woman in Canada?
Oh, yeah. What was that name? Cuck Norris?
Yeah, Cuck Norris. Well, he has been sentenced, convicted and sentenced in Canada for round kicking a 60-some-year-old woman in the head. He got 8 months probation.
What, she was 60?
Something like that, I believe.
I thought it was just a young woman. I thought she was like in her 20s.
I thought this was an older woman. I could be wrong on the age. But he has been sentenced to 8 months probation in order to stay 100 meters away from pro-life rallies.
Probation for assault?
Yeah. Let's put it this way. If that was my mother, grandmother, aunt, uncle, or anyone ever, sir wouldn't be missing.
I love how they have these rallies in places where people don't put up with shit.
Yeah. All right, speaking of putting up with shit, Candy Sabakada.
Sorry.
Phenomena.
Sabakada.
Sabakada. The commie bitch. She won a runoff race last week against former Denver City County City Council President Albus Brooks by pledging that she would implement not socialist, but communist policies, quote, by any means necessary. She insists that we are now in late phase capitalism and that we are ready to move to community ownership of land and resources. She put out a video, said, I don't believe our current economic system actually works. Capitalism by design is extractive, and in order to generate profit in a capitalist system, something has to be exploited. That's land, labor, or resources, and I think we're in late phase capitalism, and we know it doesn't work, and we have to move into something new. And I believe in community ownership of land, labor, resources, and distribution of those resources. Whatever that morphs into, I think will serve the community best, and I'm excited to usher it in by any means necessary.
Good luck, cunt.
Oh, you own a house? No, you don't. Now the government owns it. Oh, you got a car? No. Government owns it. Clothes? Government owns it. Oh, you grow stuff on your... No. You grow food in your garden? Nope, government owns it. That's communism. That's what she wants in Denver.
Well, they're all smoking weed out there. They don't get
that's
fuck.
They dumb down the population. That's what it fuck. Is. Oh, creepy Joe Biden time. Democratic presidential candidate Creepy Joe Biden, that's his official name now, appeared, he didn't appear to, this article is fucked up here, suggest using violence against Republicans Monday in response to a question about how he as president would deal with Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. This was on MSNBC. Joy Reid asked him, how would you get past either a majority Republican Senate in which Mitch McConnell was determined to kill all those ideas, or even a Mitch McConnell in the minority who repeated the consistent filibustering when you were vice president, and anything that came from the Obama-Biden administration, McConnell considered dead on arrival. He said, Joy, I know you're one of those who think that's naive, that we have to work together. The fact of the matter is, if we can't get a consensus, nothing happens except the abuse of power by the executive. There are certain things where it just takes a brass knuckle fight. Let's start a real physical revolution if you're talking about it.
No, they're not even hiding it anymore.
No, they want violence.
Wow!
This is the Democratic frontrunner calling for physical violence. In his own words.
Start carrying, people.
We've told you for how long we've been doing this, Vince? 5 years?
Yeah, something like that.
We've been telling you, get ready. Now they're telling you should already be ready. So, oh, drag queen story hour, Vince time.
Yay!
Police arrested a Baptist pastor who was attempting to peacefully protest one of these drag queen story hours at the Spokane Public Library.
Oh, well, there you go, Spokane.
Which oddly was under heavy militarized police protection that included camouflage snipers positioned atop the roof to, quote, manage the large crowd. Afshin Yangton of the New Covenant Baptist Church was arrested for obstructing an officer as he contended with police that the library is public property and that he should be able to speak adjacent to the facility instead of being required to stand across the street. Video shows police telling him that if he does not support the event, he needs to stand on the other side of the street away from the library. Though those defending the event were allowed to stand by the library. According to the newspaper, an estimated 40 police officers were stationed outside the library. There were 600 people there, either for or against the event. People were posting videos and pictures of social media showing men in camouflage standing on top of the library roof and adjoining roofs with binoculars and sniper rifles. The police told reporters the police had thought people were going to bring firearms to the library. That's why they were there.
Bullshit. Yeah. Bullshit. You're okay with these fuckers diddle fucking your kids. That's what it is.
Yep.
Who's paying your salaries? Follow the money.
There you go. Hey, speaking of shootings getting buried in the news, you remember that shooting at the STEM high school in Colorado last month?
Yes.
Alec McKinney, one of the two students charged with the shooting, told police finally his reason.
Oh, the he-she-it.
Yeah, the he-she-it. Guess what the reason was?
Fuck, I don't know.
He targeted students who mocked his gender identity.
So everything's okay now.
McKinney, 16, identifies as a male, but was actually born female. Legally named Maya, authorities believe she aided 18-year-old Devin Erickson, a fellow STEM school classmate, in committing the May 7th shooting, left one student dead and 8 injured. Two are attempted with more than 40 counts, including murder and attempted murder. Remember, this is the one where the Democrats tried at the vigil to push gun control and the students walked out.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Well, this is why the shooting happened. Well, you made fun of me for being a tranny.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's all right, though.
You know what's awesome?
Oh, shit.
You heard about this shit going on in Oregon.
Which shit?
Right. Well, that's true. The Oregon State Senate has canceled its session that was scheduled for yesterday, citing a, quote, credible threat from militia groups over the showdown between the state's Democratic legislatures and Republican senators. The state police superintendent just formed the Senate president of a credible threat from militia groups coming to the Capitol tomorrow. This would have been on Saturday. The superintendent strongly recommends that no one come to the Capitol, and the president heeded that advice by adjoining words. Vent stroke happened now.
Okay.
Until 10 a.m. Sunday, please make sure your staff knows not to come in tomorrow. It's the latest development in a dramatic escalation in the ongoing conflict in Oregon state government. Began on Thursday when Republican senators left the state to avoid voting on a sweeping cap and trade bill that would force tax on carbon emissions for everyone in the state. Governor Kate Brown responded by sending the state police to go arrest the senators.
Oh yeah, the senator said that he called for bachelors to come out and.
Yeah, he said you better send bachelors and better bring guns. Yeah. Then right-wing, air quote, right-wing militia groups publicly announced that they would provide refuge for the fleeing Republicans. Then they said, yeah, we're going to go to the Capitol.
Wow.
Oregon is in the middle of a state civil war. And it's going to get worse.
54-40 or fight, am I right?
Yeah. So, now we get to the rubberations. Gets no Gibbs. New Jersey Democrat Senator Cory Booker, who's running for president because he is Spartacus.
I am Spartacus.
Writer Ta-Nehisi Coates, who currently writes Black Panther for Marvel, by the way, and actor Danny Glover, who hasn't been in anything good in about 25 years.
He's getting too old for that shit.
Exactly. Testified Wednesday before a House panel hearing on reparations for slavery, bringing a political issue from the campaign trail to front and center on Capitol Hill. House Judiciary's Committee Subcommittee on the Constitution, Civil Rights, and Civil Liberties will heard from the three as it established commission to study the consequences and impact of slavery and make recommendations for reparations proposals. The measure is sponsored by crazy-ass batshit Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, was introduced by John Conyers decades ago, and Booker has introduced a companion version into the Senate. Booker told the committee that America has not yet grappled with racism and that white supremacy that the hearing presents a historic opportunity to break the silence, to speak to ugly past, and talking constructively about how we will move this nation forward. Here's what this really sounds like. You're trying to buy the black vote.
No shit.
Black unemployment is an all-time low right now. So you're like, shit, what do we do? We got to get the black vote back. Yeah, we'll get them Gibbs. Yeah, reparations, that's it.
Yeah,
They were slaying. No,
we got promised free cookies and shit. It's like a goddamn high school.
Wait, so they weren't slaves. Their parents weren't slaves. Their grandparents weren't slaves. Their great-grandparents possibly were. But I don't know. They have kids at like 16 all the time.
My fucking family wasn't even over here. Fuck you. You ain't getting shit from me.
Yeah. Same here. I don't own one. I've never owned one. You weren't one. You ain't getting none. There you go.
Yeah.
All right. Last story of the week. I try to end on a funny or weird note here.
Oh yeah. No stories about goddamn next civil war. That's apparently happening right now in the Pacific Northwest.
I thought I just had that.
I know. I'm just being facetious. Sorry.
I was like, shit, there's more?
Yeah.
Tune in next week.
Yeah, right.
As Oregon splits in half. Dateline, Vince Hudson, Florida. Before I get to this, you know the Supernatural show?
Yeah.
You know it's not real?
It's just
a show?
It's just a, yeah. I knew that.
Okay. Oh, apparently
was this a trick question or something? Or?
No, apparently Florida man did not know this. A man in Central Florida told deputies he poured salt on the floor of a Walmart to get rid of the evil spirits there around him.
I mean, well, it is Walmart.
Walmart, yeah. The sheriff's office arrested 38-year-old Damon Cantrell. Store manager told investigators a man poured salt on the floor in a circle around his feet before walking into the woods near the store. Manager said he wanted the man charged with trespassing. A deputy found him lying under some trees in the woods, but still on the Walmart property. He was arrested and taken to Land O'Lakes Detention Center.
Where he ate all the butter. He ate all the butter he wanted.
Yeah. The salt thing, it's a show, kids. Dear Florida Man, it's not real. But it is a Walmart. There's some evil at the Walmart.
Yeah, there's evil there.
Strange things afoot at the Circle K. What a week.
It has been a wonderful week, hasn't it? Wow, yes, Civil War in Oregon.
And that's going to spread.
Yeah, I'm afraid.
That's
going to
spread. Yep. That's...
You motherfuckers done fucked up now.
Yeah, now you've pushed too far.
Vince,
do you have any final thoughts for this week?
Keep your stick on the ice. If the women don't find you handsome, at least they'll find you handy.
And if you can't take the high road, always get the high ground. Apparently that's going to come in handy.
You think?
Yeah. To the trees! Sorry. Wow. All right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Join our Facebook group. Send us an email, inclusivebreakdown@gmail.com. We're still on Twitter. We're on Gab, BitChute. I imagine that YouTube will probably take down the video of the show again. It happens quite often. BitChute's the way to go. So, all right. Thank you, everybody, for listening. And hopefully Juan will be back next week. He says not sure because Puerto Rico.
Yeah, just be careful in Oregon. All of our Oregon listeners.
All of our people up in Oregon, Washington.
Jesus Christ, y'all.
Just everybody be careful. Just everybody be careful and be good to each other. Oh, we'll talk to everybody next week.
Bye.
Bye.